Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. Welcome back to the show, Larry.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Larry, we're looking at infrastructure programs in the U.S. Are they aimed at increasing the use of electric vehicles, and how would that affect your company if they are?
Well, of course, the more electric vehicles means more batteries, which means more to recycle, more scraps. All those things are good for us. They've announced an ambitious, which I call a super ambitious, program of having 50% of all vehicles either powered by electric, by, you know, basically lithium-ion batteries, or plug-in hybrid electric or fuel cell. And so I'd say that probably at least 40% of that would be lithium-ion batteries. Now, I have some comments to make about that, because he will sign the executive order at some time here in the near future. And but they've announced it, and that pretty much is what everybody's thinking about today. But, you know, there's pros and cons for that, and the pro is we love it. We love that sort of an attitude. And but the cons are is it attainable? Even if it was only 20% attainable, I think that would be a tremendous boost to the electric vehicle business and to the recycling business. And so and the reason I say that is for several reasons. One mostly being, where are you going to get the supply of the metals that are needed in these new batteries? And that's something that everybody's fighting over right now, is where they can get a supply of the cathode materials. And it basically comes down to China. They pretty much have that cornered. And, you know, and then the very root cause, root reason for having these metals is right now is mining. And with all the permitting problems and everything else that go on, that's a slow process. And but you have to mine the material in order to get it out there and into the mainstream, where it can get into a cathode manufacturer's hands, and then into a battery manufacturer, then into an EV car. So where is that going to come from? I mean, that's a question that is being asked all the time. It's not just me. And, you know, so right now it seems inadequate to try to produce, you know, 50% of the cars, new cars in the U.S. by 2030 as electric vehicles, or related to electric vehicles, or clean technologies. Anyway, I see that as kind of the major hindering of getting that ambition completed. I'd like to see at least 20-25% of that reached. That would be tremendous for us. I noticed that they didn't talk anything about recycling, but the recycling is one way to get the materials back into the mainstream. But batteries are having a longer life, probably averaging 10 years now. So, you know, there's not going to be that many batteries to recycle for at least another 10, maybe as high as 12, 15 years. And so we're focused on scraps. As long as they're manufacturing batteries, there's going to be scraps. That averages about 10%. And, you know, that's kind of what our whole business model is based around. You know, we can certainly do black mass, but right now we're looking at the scrap material, because that's where we've developed our technologies, but they also work on the black mass, and so it's a win-win for us. So anyway, as usual, with great news like this on the horizon and coming out, you know, we went down. Everybody else went up, but I wonder why we went down. Maybe it's got something to do with that guy that posts, literally posts everything that we don't do on the boards. and nothing about what we've accomplished. And, you know, that's a biased opinion, and I don't believe him to be a shareholder. So be careful listening to that guy's advice. It's he's got another agenda, which you all know about, and so it's he's a shareholder wouldn't go out there and bash the stock and the management the way he does. But anyway, the I'm off track there a little bit, but I had to mention that because we've seen the stock ease down and. You know, at a time when it should be more active and easing up. And but anyway, my opinions are my opinions only. And, you know, if we can get a 20% boost in the amount of EV cars, then that is excellent for our business model. And, you know, 50% would be over the top. But I don't know how you're going to get, like I just mentioned, all the battery metals that you need, you know, such as lithium, cobalt, nickel, and manganese for that matter. But the because there's the U.S. has no production of or very little production of any of that, and so it's you know, where are you going to get it from? Everybody's fighting over it. Everybody's talking to Glencore. Everybody's ending up in the DRC, and you know, so it's a mishmash out there. Everybody fighting for space. You know, you've got to have those metals in the batteries, or else you're out of business. And there's other batteries that are being basically being proposed, like sodium and iron phosphate, and all those ones which have very little value on recycling. Well, you know, that may be cheaper for the battery manufacturer in the beginning, but somebody's got to pay for it in the end, and if they want it recycled, it's going to cost them money to get it recycled, and it'll have to be a negotiated price, and then the recycler has to make a little bit of money, or else he's not in business. So that's kind of what we see, and we also noted that the UAW didn't invite Tesla or Elon Musk to their opening on this $50 million, 50% raise in the next 9 years in the production of batteries. So there was Tesla was notable by their absence, and Elon Musk, you know, he's the biggest producer of EV cars in the United States. You think he'd have been there. But Tesla was omitted from the invitations for political reasons, I guess, and that's unfortunate because I don't think there'd be even talk about an EV business or batteries or recycling or any of that if it wasn't for Elon. He pioneered it and he brought it to the forefront and attracted a lot of other Me Toos, and some of them are, you know, getting very fairly successful. So that's a big omission. You know, I don't like to see that. He's a pioneer and should have at least been in the lineup with the other groups like Ford and GM. Now, Ford and GM say that they want to meet that criteria and go to 40 or 50% production of EVs from all of their plants. And my hat's off to them. But again, the question comes up, where are you going to get the metals to build the batteries? So, you know, it's all related, and, you know, any kind of a push in that direction, as far as I'm concerned, is very positive for people that are in the EV car stream, and we definitely are. And but we strive to get, you know, total circular economy with nothing going back into the environment, and you know, until we do the testing, maybe then people will believe us on that 600 kilogram a day or 500 kilogram a day plant, and you know, so we're moving ahead in that direction. So but you know, other than that, Jim, it's been a fairly great time, and I just have to say that these changes on the landscape are positive, And we have to be realistic about them. And as the CEO of a company, I have to take a realistic look at what's going on. And, you know, because it's all about the environment. And then secondly, and of course, it should be just right up there in a straight line with the environment, is what is the profit going to be? A lot of articles are out there saying there's no profit in recycling. I think nothing could be further from the truth. And we just have to impact that out there with what we're doing. And when we finally get to a stage of the design and the cost of the 5-ton-a-day plant, then we can project some realistic figures. But, you know, we projected figures earlier. I don't think we've got much off of those. And, you know, and I think that we're in the right stream, and the shareholders should be proud of the company. So I think that's about all I can say about that, Jim.
Larry, for people new to American Manganese, what's the company all about?
The company is a critical metals company that developed a patented process for the treatment of very low grades of manganese in the U.S., which the U.S. needs, and we have a contract with the Department of Defense. We're getting down to the final results on that contract, and that's to do with manganese and the electrolytic manganese metal. And from that technology was the cornerstone of our technology for recycling, and you know, that's basically where we're at today. We've proven on a bench scale and pilot tests that we can get up to 100% recoveries and purities, and so we believe to be ourselves to be on the right track, and I think people will be surprised at the amount of money that could be made by a recycling company that is doing things the way we're doing it. Now, you can get all this information off of our website, AmericanManganeseInc.com. We're traded on the Toronto Venture Exchange under the symbol AMY. We're traded in the U.S. on the QB board under the symbol AMYZF, and we're traded in Frankfurt under the symbol 2AM. You can contact the company by going to the website, or you can email me at LREAUGH@AMYMN.com, or give us a call here at 778-574-4444.
Larry, thank you so much for the update.
You're welcome.
I've been speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on August 6th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.